You do kind of look like Santa Claus. And I love your nails. They're gorgeous.
I'm still waiting to dye my beard white. Thanks, Seal. Hi there. Merry Christmas, Seal.
Merry Christmas to you.
It is great seeing you again. You might be good luck since the last time I saw you was before our win against the Bucks.
That's right. You know, I live in Mississippi and there's not an ALS center there. So I had to choose one and I chose Ochsner's, and I'm so glad I did because it's like a family, and if I need anything, I just call and it's done. It's just that where you get your care.
A lot of my care is through Ochsner, and I have a great team of doctors there. I'm fortunate that I have not had to do a whole lot of emergency procedures or many major procedures. To a large extent, this is because I've worked with my Ochsner team of doctors to stay proactive.
Steve, what led to your first doctor's appointment? How did you know that something was going wrong?
My first symptoms from ALS were muscle twitching in my chest and back, along with muscle weakness in my right hand.
That's about how mine started. I've just finished recording my voice at Ochsner's, and you know, I don't have a system. Tell me about how you recorded your voice and chose your system.
I had reached out to other people who had been able to remain productive after an ALS diagnosis, and their consistent advice was to be proactive rather than being stubborn. I recorded my voice over an entire summer. After recording nearly 5,000 sentences, I was able to use technology to bank my voice. As a result, when I use my eyes to type to my wife, my son, or anyone, the voice they hear is my voice.
That's great. How did you adjust, and did it bother you when you first went on a feeding tube?
I really don't miss eating food by mouth these days. We make homemade smoothies, made from organic whole foods, every day. I drink wine and beer and coffee and tequila and single malt scotch, on occasion, to keep it fun, in addition to my excellent diet.
That's great, because somebody said I could still pour wine down my tube, and so I thought, well, then that'll be okay. I'll get a feeding tube. Has your family been really supportive throughout all of this?
Pragmatically speaking, you cannot live with ALS without care and support. I am extremely fortunate to have the level of support I have from loved ones and my care crew.
Tell me about the Team Gleason House.
The Team Gleason House is a household within St. Margaret's Nursing Home. At the Team Gleason residence, up to 18 people with ALS can not only live, but can live productively, with access to leading-edge technology and equipment. With access to this type of technology, the Team Gleason residents have an enhanced level of independence. They can open doors, control their environment, open and close shades, change channels on their TV, and use Microsoft Surface tablets to remain as productive as possible. The Team Gleason House was only the second of its kind in the country. While it's amazing we were able to create this life-changing model here in New Orleans, with the generous help of Gail and Tom Benson, we would love to see others create similar ALS residences in other cities.
I wish you would create one in Newton, Mississippi. The Gleason House and the Gleason Foundation has allowed so many wonderful things through their technology. What are some of your favorite memories?
The first adventure we gifted will always be special. That trip took a father and son to Italy, where they went whitewater rafting and rode in a hot air balloon. They were able to do these activities through the part of the country that their ancestors lived. Two trips I took part in were certainly full of memories. We traveled with local football hero, Jay Rink, to Montana and canoed the Missouri River on the path of Lewis and Clark. We lost Jay to ALS a few years later, but sharing those memories with him and his sons was powerful. Lastly, our big adventure to Machu Picchu has been one of the most dangerous and exciting Team Gleason adventures to date. Hopefully I will one day top the trip when we go into space.
I can't believe your wife let you do that. And if we go to space, I want to go with you. My desire in my illness is to serve other people. And I just am so grateful for the time to be able to spend with you, and so grateful to the Saints and Oshners for partnering up with all of us.
Seal, thanks for your questions. You make an excellent reporter. Take care, and remember, no white flags.
No white flags. You are my daily inspiration.